Westlock. A Saturday night deluge of rain almost forced the cancellation of the North Central Alberta Baseball League All-Star Game played July 23 at Westlock's Keller Field. NCABL Commissioner Paul Riopel said when he saw the field Sunday morning in advance of the 2 p.m. start, he was not confident that the boys on the crew could salvage the game, but following a huddle in the midfield, all were unanimous in wanting to give it their best shot. Riopel said members of the Red Lions, with help from the Barrhead Orioles, rolled up their sleeves, and, literally sponged all of the sitting water, from the field and the game went ahead with first pitch at 6 p.m. On the field the Beverly Optimist All-Stars, made up of players from the St. Albert Cardinals, Fort Saskatchewan Reds and Parkland Twins, downed the Westlock Power and Marine All-Stars, a new sponsor for this year, composed of Red Lions and Orioles, by a score of 5-2, Red Lion Nathan Brown and Oriole Chase Visser, who were both voted to the All-Star team, scored the club's two runs. Meanwhile, the game MVP honor went to Vaughn Rempel of the Twins. You could say that the new, sponsor, name was a fitting introduction to baseball on this day as the power it took to produce the sport these young men love so much saw them tackle marine-like field conditions and win, said Riopel in a July 24 email. With the promise fulfilled, fans came back after the four-hour game delay to witness a well-played All-Star game. That's the spirit, boys, and just another reason to cherish the legacy of the sport in the town of Westlock. Representing the Red Lions on the Westlock Power and Marine All-Stars in addition to Brown were teammates Al Borrell, Caden Wiegand, Hayden Cheese and Sean Beaudoin, who was also the skipper. Joining Visser from the Orioles were Ryan Rivard, Declan Kummer, Colin Lovitch, Caden Chamzuk, Nolan Rivard, Matt Cortell and Johnny Klein. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.